Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. Still recovering from that segment with Rob Pizzola. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Half price wings tonight. Watch a little Thursday night football there tonight. Watch some Panthers hockey there tonight. If you're going to the Panthers game tonight, stop by Funky Buddha Tap Room right there at the Amerant Bank Arena. You got the Funky Buddha Tap Room right across from Pantherland. And then, of course, you got a whole bunch of stuff coming up at Funky Buddha, including your opportunity to book your holiday party there, because your holiday party deserves more than a boring venue. Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park, they've got space from 15 to 500 people, and then they have food catered by their executive chef, Jeff Vincent. So they book up fast. You can select your date right now at funkybuddha.com. I got a text from the Ticket Wizard during that Pizzola segment that said, "This might be the funniest segment I have ever heard in the history of your show." It was that jarring to me. I really thought that I was missing something. Like, I am so very rarely flummoxed by something. Usually, Jimmy plays a song, and I get the, you know, this loose tie in, the 6 degrees of separation. I was 100% flummoxed by Solana's question about the Buffalo Sabres. And by the way, someone texted in, "You're a bleeping a-hole, Hockman." Yeah, keep that same energy when Solana and Crowder are killing me for 10 years over how's the course playing, as a matter of fact, Dexter. So keep that same energy. The guy asked a Buffalo Sabres question. I was like, I am 56 years old. Maybe I didn't process something. Maybe my processing is slower than it should be. But no, that, and I did find out, Crowder, the genesis of where that came from. Do you want to share, Solana, where the genesis of that question originated?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just keeping up with the Atlantic Division in the NHL.
No.
We're the flagship of the back-to-back defending champs in the Stanley Cup Final. If you guys don't want to...
He read a tweet 3 days ago from someone he doesn't even know who, saying that the Buffalo Sabres are a team to watch in the East. He filed that away in some weird compartment in his head and launched it onto Rob Pizzola in the last segment.
Thought the guy knew hockey. Oh, man.
Oh, he does know hockey. That's why he was startled by, are you buying the Sabres? Like, no one's buying the Sabres.
The Sabres.
Golly, that was delightful. All right, we've...
Have they talked about him on ESPN, Solana, or is it just that tweeter?
Who would be talking about the Sabres at the beginning of December?
You guys don't watch SportsCenter. I forgot about that. No wonder.
Where are the Sabres in the East?
Right now?
Yeah.
They're ahead of the Panthers.
Everyone is. The Panthers are last in the East. Okay. I'm curious.
I'm telling you. They're ahead of the Panthers.
I got that. But Crowder asked, have they talked about them on SportsCenter?
Yeah.
So I'm curious where they are in the East.
Right above the Panthers. Literally.
Right above?
In the standings. Right above.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're nervous that what?
So wait a second.
Rob talked about how good the East is and how good the Atlantic Division is.
Right.
And I'm asking him, are you buying the Sabres? Because in years past, the Sabres,
the worst team.
The Sabres wouldn't have even been in the conversation.
That's the thing, though. So you're asking him, are you buying the Sabres? But they're the second worst team in the East?
Yes.
That is mortifying. What a terrible question. Solana was telling me during the break, he goes, I wanted to sneak that in. He goes, and then I looked looked at your face when I asked it. And he goes, I knew I was in trouble.
You know, people that watch the stream will know, because we do, you know, we do the nonverbal communication. Like, a guest will be talking and Hawk, you'll point at me and I'll be like, no, I ain't got nothing,
right,
brother.
And I really wanted to move on because we were running out of time. Yeah. And he kept like giving me the signal, like, let me sneak a quick one in there.
Yeah.
And then that's what he launched up there. Are you buying the Sabres?
Had to get that one in.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I bet.
Oh, my God. All right, let's do headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour brought to you. And if you don't start with a Sabres score, I mean, you don't know what you're doing. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Tough loss to the Flyers last night, actually, 5-2.
Wow.
We're going to watch them.
And if you're interested, they got the Winnipeg Jets tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, no one's interested.
Are you sure, though?
Yeah, I'm positive. Hmm. Even the hockey guy that we had last segment.
So let me get this straight.
Although, if you thought that was an uninformed question, wait till you hear what I have playing for Kevin Egan in the next segment.
Neither of you asked me what jersey I'm wearing today. We have the MLS trophy
in the house. I was curious why you were wearing a kit. Mm-hmm. Other than Inter Miami.
The kit is the full attire. This is just
you.
A shirt.
I thought you were wearing the full attire. I haven't seen your shorts yet. So.
Too high. Shirt covers them.
What, now, why are you not wearing your Inter Miami jersey?
Because Inter Miami plays Saturday. I'll wear my Inter Miami jersey tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have plenty of them with Suarez on the back.
Right.
Last year,
Solana is Uruguayan, Kevin, so he's a big Luis Suarez fan.
Yeah, unfortunately.
No joke, he is Uruguayan.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But we're going to get a look at the MLS trophy and the defending champs, the team that last hoisted said trophy, are the LA Galaxy. I happen to have an original LA Galaxy jersey pre-David Beckham years.
Wow.
This is probably the coolest MLS jersey I own, vintage. Wow. I brought out the big guns.
All right. Kevin doesn't look very impressed. He's at him through the glass, and he doesn't seem very impressed.
I think you're just kind of lame.
Yeah, that's fair.
Are we allowed to touch the trophy? Is it like the Stanley Cup? I don't know.
I'm touching it.
I don't know what the rules are.
I don't know.
Are we allowed to touch it? He doesn't. He's saying, I ain't touching it. I'm not getting Inter Miami fans mad at me.
I'm touching it.
All right. Knock yourself out. You ruined the Heat season last year. Just remember, you you kneeled on the court and you ruined the entire season and got bounced in four games like they weren't even out on the court against Cleveland. And that was because you touched your knee just to the court. I don't think you should breathe on this trophy.
Leave that trophy alone.
Am I doing headlines here?
Yes.
All right. The Florida Panthers, they play the Nashville Predators tonight at 7
p.m. Yeah, we've established that.
The Miami Heat, they did lose to the Dallas Mavericks yesterday, but they're going to play against the Orlando Magic tomorrow. That's at the Kia Center in Orlando. They're going to play them tomorrow, and then they'll play again on Saturday, the Miami Heat back here in Miami against the Sacramento Kings. And then they're going to play that NBA Cup quarterfinal game against the Magic again back in Orlando on Tuesday. So two games against Orlando, the battle for the Sunshine State.
All right.
Dolphins, Jets, 1 p.m. on Sunday. Devon Achane, November AFC Offensive Player of the Month.
Very cool and very deserved.
All pro. They better not mess him over.
Oh, I mentioned that. I do want to get to this MLS trophy that's here, but I did mention earlier because Solana had teased it. So the Miami Dolphins, according to Dolphins Wire?
Yeah.
They have three among the leading vote-getters in their positions for the Pro Bowl games. Devon Achane is sixth among running backs, third in the AFC. Who's he behind?
Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor.
Sure.
Well, these are the five he's behind. Jonathan Taylor, Jahmyr Gibbs, Christian McCaffrey, Bijan Robinson, and James Cook.
Yeah, James Cook was the one I wasn't taking into account.
Jordan Brooks is second among inside linebackers and first in the AFC.
Yes. So
that's deserved. And Alec Ingold is fourth among fullbacks, second in the AFC. And they note, while Ingold is near the top of voting at his position, it's partly due to lack of candidates. Only 11 fullbacks are on the NFL's Pro Bowl ballot, including a few players who have very minimal roles. So, there you go.
How do you get to the Pro Bowl by default?
Well, remember, Snoop Huntley was a Pro Bowler.
That's true. Mac Jones was a Pro Bowler as well with the New England Patriots.
That's his rookie season. That's right.
He was a Pro Bowler his rookie season.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, your weather in South Florida right now, it is partly cloudy. It'll be in the 60s tonight, even here in Miami. That is brought to you by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Rood AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com.
So we have the MLS trophy in studio in the next segment. Do you know what the trophy is called, Crowder? I think we talked about it a couple days ago, but I don't know if you have retained the information or not.
I'm trying to scroll back and see this video you sent us.
I don't think it was a video. I think it was just a screenshot.
Oh, the Uncle Phil. The Uncle Phil.
That's right, the Uncle Phil. The Philip Anschutz Trophy. And Kevin Egan will be in studio with us from Apple TV. And he's a friend of Whittingham as well. Mm-hmm. Whittingham said, I'm going to love this guy. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Kevin Egan's going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Ain't no way Solana got a degree.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're very excited because in the studio with us, and by the way, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. And we're excited because the MLS Championship Trophy and Kevin Egan are in studio with us. And Solana and I were just taking pictures. And Crowder is so excited about this trophy that he's sleeping on his bed in his hotel in Nashville. And so we're going to have to get him. We're going to have to get him Mike, Jimmy. You're going to he's not here every day. So you got to do his mic and make sure his levels are set as well. He's a visitor, Jimmy. I want you to treat him with the respect.
You got me, Jimmy?
That he
There we go.
Oh,
sounds there
so
it is.
Good. The Philip Anschutz Trophy. Am I saying it correctly?
Yeah, Philip Anschutz, right. Yeah.
The MLS Cup Trophy is named for soccer visionary Philip F. Anschutz. And the trophy reflects, do you know this, the traditions of the game while providing a dynamic and forward-looking design.
Wow.
Were you aware of that?
How beautifully said.
Since 1996, the MLS Cup Championship Trophy has been presented as a symbol of the highest achievement in North America's top flight professional soccer league. I'm guessing that's the MLS. Am I correct there?
Correct? I believe so.
All right, just wanted to make sure. All right, so
looking your attire today.
So you impressed with his Galaxy jersey?
Yeah, I brought out the OG Galaxy jersey. They were the last team to hoist the trophy.
True.
Yeah.
Those are your reasons. You're in Miami, right?
I'm in Miami.
Vancouver are the visitors, and you're wearing a Galaxy jersey.
I thought it was a questionable choice at best because he's a big Inter Miami fan, and he's Uruguayan. He loves Luis Suarez.
Mm-hmm. He's protesting because Suarez has been on the bench.
I'm not thrilled about that, but I understand.
I think he was kind of for for the punishments. Kevin Egan is with us. So he's leading Apple TV's pregame, halftime, and postgame coverage of MLS Cup on Saturday. It's free to watch through Apple TV or the app or online at tv.apple.com. Pregame starts at 1 o'clock. Hey, you got a long day ahead of you on Saturday.
Yeah, long day. Great day, though. Great day. Like, this is, I think, widely regarded, guys, as the greatest MLS Cup final matchup of all time. Like, the greatest of all time.
Because of Leo Messi.
Because of Leo Messi, but also the stories. Like, Jordi Alba, Sergio Busquets, it's their final game. Right. This is it for them. Will they go out as champions? Will they go out with a bit of heartbreak with Thomas Muller, who has been like kryptonite for Lionel Messi throughout his career? I mean, Muller, it's astonishing when you dig into the stats. Muller has the best record of any player that's played 10 games or more against Lionel Messi. And there are a lot of players that have played that many games against Messi. But Muller, through his time with Bayern Munich and Germany, has been a thorn in Messi's side. Like, think about, you're a big fan of the game, right, Solana?
Yeah.
Like, 2010 World Cup quarterfinal, when Maradona was the coach, Mascherano was the captain of Argentina, and Messi was beaten by Muller. Muller opened the scoring that day in a 4-0
blew him out. 4-0
battered them. Then 4 years later, Germany beat Argentina in the World Cup final. Then Barcelona suffered their greatest ever, their biggest European defeat, 8-2 in 2020. And it wasn't just Messi, it was Suarez, it was Busquets, it was Alba, all on the pitch. It was Thomas Muller that opened the scoring that day. Thomas Muller scored a brace in the first half that day. So Muller has always had the edge over Messi, and he said on Apple TV recently that he's going to come hunting Messi yet again. So it's a beautiful, like, we're in the storytelling business, and this is one of those subplots that's just class.
I'm glad you bring it up, because I know Mueller was trying to downplay it a little bit,
yeah,
and I know he's been dealing with a little bit of injury too, so maybe he didn't want to like lift those expectations of he has to perform. But I mean, it's Messi, Mueller, like this is best case scenario for the MLS, I imagine, right?
Yeah, it is. It certainly is. And look, if Muller starts, he's got a great guy coming in off the bench in Ryan Gold, who's a designated player, who's one of their, if not the best player that Vancouver have had over the past few years, not named Thomas Muller. So hopefully Muller's good to go. Hopefully we get a great game going. I'm just buzzing to be in South Florida again. I used to live here. I lived here for 3.5 years, and it's great to be back.
For those who don't know Kevin Egan, by the way, prior to joining MLS Season Pass in 2023, he was broadcasting MLS matches with the Chicago Fire, which is where I'm from.
Oh,
I'm a
Chicagoan. Where in Chicago?
Highland Park, north suburbs. And Atlanta United as well. But he was also a broadcaster, I don't know if you know, for WWE. And for me, I'm not a huge wrestling guy either, but I do have a Mount Rushmore
of
wrestling announcers.
Wow.
Are you ready?
Yes, hit me, please.
Right. I've got Mean Gene Okerlund.
Okay. Love Mean Gene.
Gorilla Monsoon.
Of course.
Gordon Solie.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys are a little young Gordon Solie. Gordon Solie.
There's only one spot left.
I know. Lord Alfred Hayes.
Okay. So no JR. No, Michael Cole.
It's beyond my, I'm a very early wrestling fan. I'm much older than you guys. What do you think about my Mount Rushmore?
I think I like it. I mean, I like it. Look, I people know this about me. I was not from the wrestling world at all, but I got offered an attempt to go audition to be part of it. And I went and I did it, and I absolutely loved it. I fell in love with the blockbuster feel of what we were doing. The backstage reporter was the audition. And so I'm acting with people, and you're avoiding wrestlers and you're having fun with the situation. And then I got promoted to commentator, which is a completely different beast. It's a completely different job in a way, because you're ringside. And I loved it. It was 3 years, but man, it was not.
Who's your favorite wrestling announcer of all time,
Solana? I'm staring at him.
Yeah.
It was Kevin Egan and Craig Minervini.
Said no one ever, Solana.
It was Kevin Egan and Craig Minervini. And then, of course, you were in Chicago for a while. Deep dish pizza, Chicago-style deep dish pizza. Better than New York-style? Better than Detroit?
Do you know what? I don't think so anymore.
Wow.
I would have said yeah,
And don't give me the, you're a bit of a yuppie. You're from Highland Park. Huh?
That is true. Yeah.
You know,
I'm not exactly.
He's a little posh up that
exactly,
area.
Not exactly a city guy.
No, give me a bit Highland Park. I'm starving now, so a bit of deep dish would be lovely, actually, if there was any going.
But you're not a big deep dish fan anymore?
It's gorgeous, but once like
too much.
Like all of a sudden now you're getting older and you're watching what you're eating and deep dish it's a beast. Like it'll put you to sleep, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's a lot to handle.
So New York City, a New York City slice, yeah. you'd prefer that?
Chicago style tavern pizza, yeah. Square cut.
Look,
they're
both
better.
Great. I live in Atlanta now, and the food scene in Atlanta, we've got a long way to go. Compared to Chicago and New York.
I was just in Atlanta a couple months ago. My my college roommate is the president at AFC Bournemouth.
Oh, wow.
And they had a little Premier League action at the Atlanta stadium.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of exciting.
We're going to have 8 World Cup games coming to Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah. In that stadium.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Win or lose, the Messi era in MLS and yeah. Inter Miami is a smashing success, or does he need to hoist this trophy?
It's funny. Like, I was debating this, and we were having a back and forth conversation with Chris Whittingham only last night about this, and we were talking about the pros and cons. There's no doubt about it. Commercially, Messi's effect has been absolutely insanely successful. It's the most popular jersey and the most sold jersey in the world in any sport is the Messi pink Miami jersey. Think about that for a second. A Major League Soccer jersey is the most popular on the planet, but he hasn't won it here yet. He hasn't won MLS Cup. And if he gets over the line here, I hope that it piques the interest of more casual sports fans in this country and more fans of the beautiful game around the world that can see this. Certainly at a time, like my parents are in Dublin, Ireland. Our pregame show will be at like 6:30 on a Saturday for them. It's ideal. They can sit back and relax. We're obviously global with Apple TV. So hopefully it gets a few more eyeballs. We're talking 7:30 Barcelona time for fans of Messi in Barcelona. And I just hope this is one of those occasions where people say, Major League Soccer, wow, it's actually come a long way, because it has. I started broadcasting the league in 2012, and it's remarkable the steps the league has taken since then.
That's why I'm fascinated with this entire storyline of Messi hoisting the cup, because a lot of people internationally or you know, you mentioned Barcelona, they saw Messi going to MLS and they're like, oh, he's going to run away with that league. That league doesn't stack up against the best leagues in the world. And I think, you know, to a certain extent, it is true, but you're right. I mean, you're talking about Messi, Mueller in the final and the way Son has come on and just like the names.
Salah heavily linked now too.
Correct. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Would Messi winning the title fuel those criticisms of the MLS? Or do you think at this point, because it took Messi 3 seasons, that people are starting to respect the fact that, hey, the MLS from within has grown?
Yeah, it's grown without question. Like, we're in the weeds, and that's the hardest part. When we're looking for growth, any of us as sports fans, and maybe it's your local team, and you're like, why haven't we gotten better? But maybe you have gradually, and you just haven't noticed because you're in those weeds. When I take a bird's eye view of what's happened in MLS over the last decade or so, it is remarkable to see the growth. However, we've still got a long way to go. And I think there's certain, whether it's fields, like pitches, like Vancouver's pitch is poor at BC Place. It's a turf field that you want to see good grass for our game. It's a much better game when it's on beautiful grass. There's elements to our league where we will continue to evolve and grow. There's no question about that. But I just hope that we continue to take those steps. Messi being here has helped enormously. And I think Messi losing, in a way, to your point, has probably helped the narrative. But there's always going to be naysayers. There's so many negative people that just will cling on to negativity, when in reality I would rather focus on what I've seen the league do and where the league is going. And I think in 10 more years from now, I'm going to look back on this moment and think, man, I didn't realize how far we had to go, because I think MLS's trajectory is there for
us. Well, I will say, I mean, we never talked MLS until Messi got to Miami. I don't think, I mean, I can't recall seeing Inter Miami jerseys around. Like, you see Messi jerseys all over. So, I mean, it's had an immediate impact in South Florida for sure. And I would imagine nationally as well, just because you have the biggest superstar in the sport playing.
I just think, though, when you think about the kids today growing up, right, that they're conditioned by soccer. And it's global in every sense now. Well, you want to watch the Premier League, you're on NBC. You want to watch the Bundesliga, ESPN. There's all these leagues are now available. So MLS isn't just competing against sports here in the United States and in North America. It's competing against every other league in the world that's now available on streaming apps and on TV here in America too. So much competition, but I think kids today are growing up playing soccer an awful lot more than they used to. And I think the parents, maybe I'm 40 and I have two really young kids that are mad into it, that absolutely love it today. My wife was telling me about this book that James brought home from the library at school about Messi and Ronaldo, and he wants to know more about it. And I'm thinking, I don't know if that was the case for the generation above me here in America. I'm not sure it was.
Yeah, I have a 21-year-old son, and it was not. It was not the case at all. But he is into Inter Miami a little bit because of Leo Messi. Does Whittingham, when he's having a conversation with you, break into his British accent?
It's unbelievable, kind of, isn't it?
Right?
The fancy lad.
Yeah,
it's
the fancy
incredible.
Lad.
Yeah,
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 yeah.
He has to use these fancy words, you know? Like, just let it go, Whitty. Just be one of the lads.
I am fighting every fiber in my body to start breaking out my Irish accent.
Go, please do.
I promise, Alana.
No, go on. Give us one example.
Well, let me just ask you: have you ever had the Shamrock Shake at McDonald's?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't.
Shame on you, Huck.
Interesting.
Huck, are you because drinking green beer now? What are you doing?
I thought that was like the national drink of
Would
Ireland.
You stop it, Huck.
No. The Shamrock Shake is not
top of the morning to you. Do you want a few Lucky Charms?
You have to eat Lucky Charms.
Oh, Huck, will you shut up and listen to yourself?
I can't believe this. This is a shocking turn of events.
Please don't tell me you pollute your Guinness. Just tell me when you have a pint of Guinness, you leave it as is.
I could never drink a Guinness if
can't
I
can't split the G.
I could probably split the G because I'm very talented
I
that way.
I don't know if you can,
but I can't drink one. That's like petroleum to me. I need the wimpiest American beer. By the way, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and thank you to our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. But that Guinness, like. Do you drink it room temperature the
no,
way they...
No, we like it ice cold.
Oh, you do?
That's a myth.
But isn't it very thick? It's like petroleum.
No,
I have a sip of that.
It has less calories than your wimpy light beers.
Nah, but there's a... You know? You can't drink a Guinness.
Oh, I split the G.
Stop it.
Every time.
But I'm not talking about splitting the G. I'm talking about drinking the full Guinness.
I'll throw down Guinnesses all day.
How many pints can you knock down, Egan?
I don't know.
Oh, you know.
The point is, later in the night, I might not have been able to count. Yeah.
We were in London, my wife and I, for the first time in February, and I could not believe how many beers people drink throughout a day, or just at lunchtime. In London. Okay. But I'm imagining it's very the same, very similar.
I honestly, my Irish friends here in America would think, I think people drink more here than they do in Ireland.
Really?
Yes, without question. My neighbors will bring their kids for a walk, and next thing they'll have a casual margarita in their hand.
Oh, they're just trying to impress
in the afternoon.
They're trying to impress the
Irish. In Ireland, people would never do that. It's also not in Ireland about. It's never about getting drunk. It's about being social. And there's never TVs on in the pubs. When you go in casually, you'll very rarely see TVs on. It's much more about, as we say, craic, the crack. It's about conversation. It's about singing songs. It's about like telling jokes, taking the mick out of your friends. It's a very social place, Ireland.
You're telling me, though, that in every refrigerator in Ireland, there's not a ready-to-go Shamrock Shake at any given moment.
I mean,
having a tough time buying this.
What are we dealing with over here? I told you.
That's where I learned my geography and history. It was from McDonald's and pop culture and fast food. Kevin Egan, he will be leading Apple TV's pregame, halftime, and postgame coverage of MLS Cup on Saturday. It is free for all to watch through Apple TV, the Apple TV app, online at tv.apple.com. Pre-game show starts at 1 p.m. I'm guessing you don't want to make a prediction.
I think it's going to go to extra time. I'll give you that much.
Really?
I think it's really close. I think Vancouver are a much, much better team than people think. I think they're going to come here and not give a damn that they're in Miami and going up against Messi. Muller is a mental giant, and I just think they're going to impose their game on Miami, and they're going to cause Miami big-time problems.
Think there's going to be huge celebs in attendance?
Yeah, big time.
Who do you think? Who do you know?
Solana's
going to be there. Are you going to be there on Saturday?
I will not.
I will not
be there.
No.
Well, I work the Miami Heat broadcast. There's a Heat game that night. Unfortunately,
call in sick, Solana.
But I remember, like, wasn't Messi's first game? Wasn't like LeBron there and Tom Brady there?
We're gonna have.
Do you know of any?
Do we have anyone?
Do we want to know it? You want to share with us?
Well, I did.
As we get closer, she won't maybe for Mike Cunha at CBS4.
We had the world's number one tennis player was there the last day. Carlos Alcaraz was
that's what I want. I wanted to try to get some sort of breaking news here because Carlito Alcaraz brought out the trophy, and
What are you doing there?
Carlitos Alcaraz.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Everybody calls him Carlitos. I'm sure Kevin does as well.
I call him Carlos.
Yeah. I've never heard that in my life.
Well, he brought out the trophy, which I thought was random. I mean, he's the number one tennis player in the world, sure. But, like, just because he's there, was that the decision? Where, hey, Alcaraz is there. We're going to have him take out the trophy for the Eastern Conference champions. And what if Inter Miami hadn't won? Would it have still been Carlos Alcaraz? And I'm just wondering if that's been set up already. Will there be a celebrity passing the champions the trophy?
I know David Beckham will obviously be there, right?
The trophy.
Steve Nash is one of the owners of Vancouver.
Oh, I didn't know
I'm
that.
Not sure if he's going to be there. I think we're going to see a host of celebrities. We've seen many from Serena Williams to, you know, all sorts of great Hollywood actors. And that's one of the fun aspects of MLS right now, the ownership group. When you think about some of the owners that we have, from Matthew McConaughey in Austin to Magic Johnson out in LA to David Beckham in Miami, it's the who's who, really, of actors and sports stars that are owning in the league right now.
Oh, what a delight. Kevin Egan and Cheers, the trophy. Boys. We got to see the trophy in up close and personal. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of cool. And maybe Inter Miami and Leo Messi will be hoisting it on Saturday. We will find out. Chase Stadium is where all the action will take place.
I'm loving the comments, by the way.
When you're in Atlanta, you ever eat at the Varsity?
I just did for the first time.
Did you really?
I went there. We shot a FIFA documentary from the Varsity. I'm not going to lie to you. Shouldn't admit this, but I didn't eat there. We shot it, and I kept going because it didn't look too tasty.
Well, wow. Crowder, so I've always wanted to go to the Varsity, and I've only been to Atlanta a few times, and I didn't get to go last time. But Crowder grew up in Atlanta, and he's telling me, like, don't go there. It's disgusting. It's greasy and whatever.
It's there since 1928.
I know. I kind of want to experience.
Well, we should go together. My wife was telling me dinner was ready. I was on the way home.
We text Witty and see what he's doing, and we'll get together.
Witty, the fancy lad, is not going to eat at the Varsity.
That's true. He will not eat at the Varsity.
This guy has a butler.
Yeah. Or he could be a butler. All right, Kevin Egan. Thank you for making time for us. Appreciate
Thanks
it.
For
there you
me.
Go. That's the MLS trophy and the cup. The championship is Saturday. I believe it's a 2:30 start.
Yep.
What do they call that? A kickoff?
Kickoff. Well,
how about that? I'm sure. Learning my soccer lingo.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. I enjoyed that. I like anybody with a British or an Irish accent, Aussie accent. I like accents. But Kevin Egan seemed like a cool dude. That was fun. Was cool having the trophy in the studios. If you were watching on the YouTube stream, you saw it. We'll post some pictures on Instagram and social media and all that stuff as well. I do have to wrap things up here because Larry Bluestein is coming up at 6 o'clock. Then you're going to get Panthers hockey
on this very radio station. 5 o'clock hour, though, is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And hopefully that was as happy for you as it was for us. Before we get out of here, I want to talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic, because if you listen to this show, you know I go there once a week. I get my testosterone shot. I look forward to it. Changed my life. And the holiday season, it being here means there's a lot of hustle and bustle and activity. But if your energy's drained and you're not sleeping well and your sex drive is nowhere to be found, maybe it's tough for you to feel festive, but those could be signs of low testosterone. And if that's what's going on, this is your season to take action and get treated. Low testosterone can cause so many problems. Low sex drive, bad sleep patterns, unproductive workouts, decreased energy, brain fog. Most guys just attribute it to aging. I'm getting older. But there are treatments to give you back your vibrancy. So if you are feeling like that, treat that low T, change your life. Atlantic Men's Clinic are the experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. So go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. That's where you start. You can schedule a consult right there, or you can call them. I mean, there's 7 locations in South Florida, including their new office in Hollywood. So call them today, 877-455-7300. That's 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. That will do it for us on this Thursday. What a fun Thursday that was. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. Go Panthers! We will speak with you mañana.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.